I think in many ways the large Ubu drawings are autobiographical, or certainly are self-portraits, but in a way that's possible because they didn't start off as that. I wasn't saying, how do I do a new drawing of myself? How do I show who I am at all? I started off saying, I need to do a drawing of Ubu. I don't have an Ubu present. I will have to stand in for Ubu. And because I'm not being myself, I can be ridiculous, I can be grotesque, I can dance, I can jump, I can parade, I can ride a small child's bicycle. And always with the idea that I was doing a drawing of Ubu. Whereas if I decided, well, I'm going to do a self-portrait of myself, I'm going to do a self-portrait, there'd have been a complete self-consciousness about how do I want to present myself to the world? Do I want to be sitting? Do I want to be standing? Do I want my hand under my chin? Am I an artist standing at the easel, looking at the easel? And a whole series of self-conscious constraints would have come in and changed the nature of what I was doing. I think it's the same way that many people who are very self-conscious about themselves can act with great abandon because they feel they are doing it in third person. The drawings, I suppose I always have to try to do in the third person, not with regard to how does this present me? Am I holding my stomach in and are my buttons straight? But rather, this is another person who is doing these performances, who is doing the drawings, for whom those rules of decorum ought not to apply.